Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
It's 20 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And on the line, we're having Bishop David Maladze wrapping things up for us this evening, as always, with the word of encouragement after we've talked everything business, consumers, and what have you related there. And he's speaking with us all the way from Western area. Muruti, good evening and welcome.
Evening, Muruti Moabi, and your beloved listeners, Radio Pulpit.
Let's really handle that.
How hoshi man, the show Jim Mahawa is ra.
Daddy.
Jim Mahawa Hellara.
Let us hurry thing, Humbi, Nora. What are we talking about? Understanding the nature.
Thank you so much, Muruti. There is just one thing that we normally overlook, or maybe should I say it was overlooked for the longest of time. The simple question that one needs to ask himself, that what makes the church the church? And I choose to believe tonight that the thing that makes the church is nothing but its understanding of God's nature. You see, Ruki, for the longest of time, we had a problem of packaging Mudimu based on our own understanding. Some, they will say they dreamt about God. People, they do have their own picture somewhere, you know, behind their mind. Even when they pray, they always say that then quoting God according to based on their own understanding. But according to the book of John, chapter number 4, verse number 4. It's like he's answering one question that needs to define the background, the stability for each and every community that we may come across, especially Matatiere Pilangwana, when it seems as if everything is falling apart. Number one, a community that has not analyzed Muruti, its existence theologically, is a community that does not care what it says or does, meaning that it is a community with no identity. Because we can only find our identity in God. Now, John 24 says, 4:24 says, God is spirit, and now those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth, meaning that God is incorporeal. You know, the substance that people can manage to get hold of him. You cannot attach time to him, because immediately when you attach time to him, he's going to expire. So he functions in the place that is called a timeless zone. I mean, Udula Mosebaking says this one there now. There is no tomorrow, there is no yesterday, this there now. And now, how do we relate with this God? Why men should worship him in spirit and in truth? It simply means that, because now God is without a body, and that he is not, a material or composed of parts, and also that he is invisible in every place, pure and holy. Now it is irrelevant, Muruti Mwati, therefore, where you worship God, because it doesn't matter whether you'll be in your bedroom, you'll be in the kitchen, you'll be in the temple, you'll be in the church, you'll be in the synagogue, or you name it all. You'll be sitting in your car, you can sit in the studio like you're sitting now. It doesn't matter. It is irrelevant where you worship God. And also, it is not where, but how you worship Him that is important. And many people traveled from pillar to post. They ran helter-skelter, trying to find the place they can claim that God, and for the longest of time, we can attest to this. Instead of people being, logically, they rather be emotionally driven, where they want to feel the presence of God. It's like they can touch Him, and get hold of Him, so that they can go out and attest. And this is where now many people, after so long, it is difficult for them to answer simple questions like, how does one know God? Because most of the people, they just follow this God that they were told, about, and they don't have the personal relationship, the personal revelation of who this God is. Now we are left wondering and wanting for a long period of time, because it seems as if people, they don't know who they are worshiping. Remember one day Paul was somewhere in this place called Athens, and while he was there, he realized that these people were very religious. Then them being religious, they knew that you can never, come into the presence of a deity or in the presence of God without erecting an altar. So now, because the altar, it is the only place where humanity meets divinity.
Yeah. Maybe Muruti, just to take you...
every God,
Muruti, just to take you back to the statement that you mentioned earlier. Just to clarify, one thing or a few things for us there. You said that many people are emotional when it comes to their relationship with God. They want to feel Him, they want to see Him and all that. And how do we relate to Him? Do we relate with Him by faith or by what? What's the best way of relating with Him?
Look, I stated earlier, it is irrelevant where you worship God, and it is not where, but how you worship Him that is important. And you can only worship Him when you have that personal relationship of who God is with Him, and also know the nature. Because it's going to be impossible, Muruti, for you to follow the God that revealed Himself to me. Because now you'll forever remain clueless of who.
Muruti? Well, it looks like we have lost him there. It's 10 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily call. Let's do this. I'm going to get hold of him once more on AM 657 kilohertz. It's one thing I like about this, telephone that I'm using. Yeah, I don't have to go there and redial. I just click the button and it dials itself. So no stress at all. So yeah, no stress at all, no worries. And as I speak with you right now, it's ringing 2-3 more times. Then after that, he is right here with us on the line. Muruti? Oh. It looks like... Muruti, are you there? It looks like his phone is dead that side. And I hope that that is not true. And let me try him once again. I don't want to... think gore ke issue tsa di load shedding. 10 minutes to 8 on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. We're still with Rem Ruti David Malatse. We are talking about understanding the nature of God. Muruti, are you there?
Then press hash or hang up.
Okay, it looks like we have lost him there. Could it be the network issues? I hope it's not. Can I perhaps try him on another line? Let me see, because even though this one wasn't working earlier, I'm just hoping for a miracle here so that we can be able to get hold of him and allow him to finish what he actually started this evening on AM 657 kilohertz. I mean, we left with less than 10 minutes, so yeah, I think he should just come back and finish everything that he started, so that we shouldn't just leave you hanging there. So you need to know all these things, because this topic is very, very important. Let's see if this one will work. Muruti? Okay, Muruti? It looks like it's not working. Muruti, are you there? Muruti? Yeah, I tried to get hold of the Dim Rudy day, and the Dim Rudy looks like it's a gig. I am failing, but let's do this. Let's do this while we are trying to reconnect. Liana, reconnect that like a Kenny P. We mele umusa.
Ugcwele umusa si yakhothama hambi wakho si ti umusa ugcwele umusa si yakhothama si
yakhothama
hambi wakho.
Hello, Umusa. Muruti is back on the line with us this evening. Muruti, welcome back.
Thank you, Muruti. Hey, I really want to leave out your Ralimi and
Dad. Yeah, either Ralimi or ever Galagadi Network and Dad.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Muruti.
Yeah.
But no, really want to
be. Dad, yes, Arfelilis.
I was saying, Muruti, it is how you worship that matters. Eating your own idol at the back of your mind, understand that he never functions, you know, within the parameters of Kimudimu. So his personal revelation to you matters. Because for the longest of time, Batuba Matile, after Mudimu Eba Mukileng, Batuba Buakaye, Eba Mukileng, Muruti Malaza Buakaye, Muruti Muaga Buakaye, but they don't have their personal revelation of who he is. And that compromises them for the longest of time, because after a long run, after he ministered, after after he prayed for the sick, he performed all sorts of miracles. He came up with a very based, a scholar and a theologian. Paul sat down and said, that I may know him. There are things that Halang Muruti when you know him, because you will never reason, the way Batu. You know, sometimes, but to, they become so restricted, to function, and or when, even when they were given an unction to function, because they don't really understand and know this God. They somehow assume, or if maybe Nka fly, I go London, I will meet this God. If maybe Nka go Africa, I will meet this God. If maybe you go, yeah, go temple, and then I will meet this God. I normally see, especially our people, when it's time to pray, you can wanna anka akwala sho, anka tuku asasa kosho home, anka emwe alakela koma heken, ubone mutate anka baki ayapara. Everything becomes too much at me. But when once we understand that the God that we were created, after his own likeness and image, he's a spirit, like what John just said, that look, God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. There is no room for us to imitate, nor to become something that we are not. There is no room for us to fake who we are in him, because now we need to come before his holy throne truthfully. So it is impossible for us to gather while we are still suffer from what they call Lashon Hara. You know where we cannot even control our tongues, where we normally verbalize the things that never build, and we claim that with the same mouth we're gonna worship God. We sometimes come before him with those unforgiving hearts. We come before him, you know, with crutches and a whole lot of bitterness in us. And we claim that we are worshiping him. But if we can know the kind of God that we are serving, and the kind of God that we were created after, his own image and likeness, Muruti, this whole world will be a different space altogether. And even how we relate to each other, it was going to be a total different game altogether. You see, nowadays, once you leave your house, you are not even certain that you'll come back, because everything has just fallen apart, because we are that community that is without identity, because we fail to find our identity in this God. You see, Muruti, most people who are trying to reason the existence of God out of their own, head knowledge and everything that they have acquired from various institutions of knowledge, they fail decimally so, because they say the God that we serve and the God that we are trying to bring into focus,
Muruti,
Muruti,
It's 8 o'clock and it's time for us to listen to.
In these uncertain times, are you looking for hope, direction, love, and encouragement?
Life comes from a new mind.
TBN Africa has got it all for you.
God already knows what you need.
Tune in to TBN Africa as we bring you the best African and international programs dedicated to guide you through these times.
This was a real eye-opener for me. It's the best way to explain it.
TBN Africa on DSTV channel 343. Be inspired.